Andrei Dineshnura reports. Syria has destroyed the vast majority of its chemical weapons arsenal, as mandated by an international agreement. In this report from Washington, VOA senior correspondent Andrei Dineshnura looks at the process of destroying Syria's chemical weapons.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW, says Syria has removed from its territory, or destroyed in-country, more than 92% of its declared stockpile of chemical weapons. Greg Thielman, an expert on weapons of mass destruction with the Arms Control Association, says Syria's chemical weapons stockpile was substantial.
The total stockpile was something like 1,300 metric tons, which would make it one of the largest existing operational chemical weapons stockpiles in the world. North Korea would be the only other competitor for that. That having been said, one should also remember that the U.S. and the Soviet Union had such huge chemical weapons stockpiles that even after many years of working on the destruction, the U.S. and Russia still have a lot of chemical weapons to destroy, but none of those stockpiles are operational in any way.
Syria's chemical weapons arsenal included mustard gas, the more modern sarin, and even VX, the most toxic of all chemicals. Last September, Syria agreed to dispose of its chemical weapons after pressure from Russia and the threat of military action from the United States. Syria agreed to destroy all of its chemical weapons by June 30th. Joe Cirincione is president of the Plowshares Fund, a global security foundation.
The first part of the destruction process went very smoothly. That is, the chemicals were consolidated in about a dozen sites and secured. Remember, there's a civil war going on here, so there's always concern that something could happen to these chemical weapons. The actual destruction began around October, beginning of October 2013, where you started to destroy some of the precursor chemicals in sight.
Precursors are chemicals that can be mixed together to create a chemical weapons agent. Thielman says most of the agents to be destroyed are in large containers, which are then moved to a port in Syria and loaded onto cargo ships.
It's an American ship that is involved in destroying them. There are ships of other countries, though, that are transporting the bulk agent from the Syrian port to the American ship, which would be anchored off the coast of Italy, and the transfer would occur there. It's been quite an elaborate process of not only having other countries involved in taking the agent away from Syria, but also other countries have provided warships as escorts to make sure that nothing happens to the chemicals on their way to this U.S. ship.
Experts say while more than 90% of Syria's chemical weapons has either been destroyed or moved from the country, there are signs that Damascus is hesitant to relinquish the last 8%. Joe Cirincione says the Syrians have mentioned they are concerned about security on the roads between the port and the sites where chemicals are stored.
We also suspect that it's tied to Syria's demand that it be able to keep in place a network of tunnels and buildings that were used to store chemical weapons previously. Under the terms of the agreement, these tunnels, these facilities are to be completely destroyed. Syria would like to repurpose them, to hold them on for other purposes. That dispute is unresolved.
Another potential dispute centers around allegations that the Syrian government has used chlorine gas over the past few months against civilians and rebel forces in different parts of the country. Damascus denies those charges. The allegations are being investigated by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Andrei Dineshnura, VOA News, Washington.